This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. U.S. President Joe Biden hosts Finland's president and Sweden's prime minister for talks Thursday at the White House about their applications to join NATO, support for Ukraine, and European security. Wednesday, Mr. Biden praised what he called Sweden and Finland's important decision after they formally applied for membership in the NATO military alliance in response to Russia's invasion of Ukraine. Mr. Biden said he warmly welcomes and strongly supports the historic applications from Finland and Sweden for membership in NATO and looks forward to working with the U.S. Congress and NATO allies to quickly admit them. Finland's parliament overwhelmingly voted to join NATO Wednesday by a vote of 188-8. All 30 NATO member nations are expected to quickly consider the applications, a process that normally takes up to a year. The U.S. Senate is set to vote Thursday on a $40 billion aid package for Ukraine. The measure includes money for military equipment, training, and weapons for Ukraine, replenishing stocks of U.S. equipment sent to Ukraine, and financing to help other countries that aid Ukraine. It also includes billions of dollars in humanitarian aid, including money to address global food shortages caused by the conflict. The House of Representatives overwhelmingly gave its approval to the package last week. If the Senate approves the measure, it would go to President Joe Biden for his signature. Russia has hinted it is seeking to cut off Ukraine from Europe's largest nuclear plant unless Kyiv pays Moscow for electricity. The Zaporizhzhia plant was captured by Russian troops following what President Vladimir Putin calls a special military operation in Ukraine that launched February 24th. Ukraine's nuclear energy said Thursday that the plant continued to feed the national power grid. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden is traveling to Asia this week. White House Bureau Chief Patsy Wittakuswara is traveling with the president and has this report.
Following a two-day summit with members of the Association of Southeast Asian Nations, U.S. President Joe Biden is heading to Seoul and Tokyo, despite a raging war in Ukraine, a signal that the Indo-Pacific remains the administration's priority and China its greatest strategic challenge. It's a synergy of trans-Pacific and trans-Atlantic coalition building, said National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
And President Biden's unique capacity to actually stitch those two together is, I think, going to be a hallmark of his foreign policy.
In Seoul, Biden will meet the newly inaugurated South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol after a series of ballistic missiles tests by North Korea. Officials are racing for another launch while Biden is in the region. In Tokyo, Biden will launch the Indo-Pacific Economic Framework, the centerpiece of his administration's economic policy in the region since the Trans-Pacific Partnership, the free trade agreement that the Obama administration signed in 2016 and that the Trump administration withdrew from in 2017. There are scant details about the framework, but one thing is clear. IPEF does not include the free trade components that regional countries want. Patsy Wittakuswara, VOA News at the White House.
The United Nations Thursday slammed the Taliban's closure of the Afghanistan Independent Human Rights Commission, AIHRC, calling it a deeply retrograde step. Since the Taliban seized power last August, the hardline Islamists have closed several bodies that protected the freedoms of Afghans, including the Electoral Commission and the Ministry for Women's Affairs. UN Human Rights Chief Michelle Bachelet said she was dismayed at the dissolution announced Tuesday. Wall Street stocks fell sharply Wednesday as retailer Target's woes renewed inflation fears. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Stocks slumped on Wall Street Wednesday as the Dow Jones Industrial Average fell more than 1,100 points and the S&P 500 had its biggest drop in nearly 2 years. Poor earnings reports from Target and other major retailers added to inflation concerns. The S&P dropped 4%, the NASDAQ fell 4.7%, and the Dow dropped 3.6%. Target lost a quarter of its value after reporting earnings that were far short of what analysts had forecast. Wall Street appears headed to its sixth consecutive weekly loss. I'm Mike Gracia.
And recapping our top story, U.S. President Joe Biden hosts Finland's president and Sweden's prime minister for talks Thursday at the White House about their application to join NATO and more. Via remote, Diane Roberts, VOA.